The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
This is Vince Russo's The Brand.
Hello, everybody listening live on Twitch right now, twitch.tv/Vince Russo Live. This is a litty ditty called 8 days a week, bro. This is a show where we go over shows that we have all week long on russosbrand.com. We will also be adding to this because we are going to add new shows to both russosbrand.com starting March 1st and also to our Patreon channel, patreon.com/RussoTWC. I am here with my co-host, Jeff Lane. Jeff, what's going on?
Well, a lot. I believe all the shows are now fully introduced.
Yes, we have added two new shows to each format. Guys, we are not charging you more money. We are just adding content on russosbrand.com. We're going to have Black and White with myself and Stevie Ray, bro, an old friend, and we're going to go back and forth with some controversial topics. And then I am going to be bringing back a bucket full of chicken necks. Now, you get a little taste of that on this show, but that is going to change starting on March 1st. March 1st, we're just going to start covering the topics and give you clips of the other shows we do for the week, because the fact that we're adding clips, the show is going to be a little bit longer. It's going to make me cut back on chicken necks. That's why I decided to devote a whole show to chicken necks, bro, where all week long, I'm just going to keep notes every day of what's happening, things that are bothering me, my family, my father, things I want to talk about. And Bucket Full of Chicken Necks is going to come back as a strictly 100% rant show. So we're going to kick off those two shows, you know, March 1st. As I said, I'll give you a little taste here of chicken necks, but you will not get these rants anymore right here on 8 days a week. And also, guys, on patreon.com/RussoTWC, we're going to get a show from Francine of ECW. She is bringing over her Eyes Up Here show. Strictly to the brand. You're going to only be able to listen to it on the brand starting on March 1st. And also, finally, you're going to get Time Out, the Disco Inferno show, where it's going to be me and Disco talking about things that Disco wants to talk about, bro. It is just going to be him. Disco has far many more opinions than just what's going on in wrestling. So there is a lot going on, guys. Make sure you want to sign up by the beginning of the month. We are not increasing the price. We are just adding more content, Jeff Lane.
Yeah, and if you look at the Patreon tiers now, they're already set up. If you go to patreon.com/RussoTWC, the Francine and Disco audio episodes will be available to the $5 tier and up. And of course, if you want that in video, the bros in up will get that in video. So check that out. And also with Realm, you're going to be getting clips on this show from the past week. You'll be seeing Disco, Stevie Richards, Bin Hameen, castrating the marks. We're going to be adding Stevie Ray to that. We're going to be adding Chicken Necks to that. You got Goldilocks. You got Vito. There's a bunch of shows in video and audio. And with these new shows being added right now, the price is still staying exactly the same, less than a dollar a week, $3.95 a month with zero long-term commitment. So you can opt out at any time. You get the shows in video and audio every week. All you got to do is go to russosbrand.com, click subscribe to the Realm Network right at the top. And of course, this show, Vince, we record live every Monday at twitch.tv/Vince Russo Live. You can join us around 10 Eastern every Monday. Be a part of the show. We got Troy cheering bits, DJ Mad Dog cheering bits, JB cheering bits. So join us every Monday live and be a part of the show.
Yeah, Jeff, I'm back from, I went to Utah. We had a first television tape in this past week. I'm hoping to bring those shows over to the Realm Network as well, where I would do commentary over those shows. I think those shows are going to start airing on March 7th. So I'm going to try to bring those shows over to the Realm Network with commentary. I'll let you guys know with that. Everything went fine, bro. I swear to God, man. You know, I've been to three shows in Utah. We've sold out all three shows. Bro, I swear to God, those, I don't know what it is. People in Utah will pop for anything. Like, seriously, bro. Like, they're just happy to be there. Their mindset is that they are just there to have a good time. They will pop for anything. Bro, I had another, you know, I saw professional wrestling. It blows my mind on how even on an indie level, it still rears its ugly head. Okay, bro, like, I wrote out a match and, you know, especially the finish for three people. And, you know, bro, the whole idea of writing out a finish is you want to get everybody over. Okay, because, you know, a big thing of mine is everybody needs to be protected. So when I'm laying out a finish, I want to make sure everybody gets over. So I laid out the finish in detail, you know, and of course, as we're getting closer and closer to the show, one of the parties that was a part of the finish were trying their damnedest to change the finish. Okay. Because you got to understand how wrestlers work, Jeff. They're only looking out for them. They're not looking out for the other two participants. As a writer, I'm looking out for all three participants. So, bro, you know, the last minute trying to change the finish. And, bro, listen, I'm just telling you, when they try to become selfish and you know, make sure the finish benefits them, it's the drizzling shits. The drizzling shits. And let me tell you what happens firsthand. So they're trying to change the finish, and I'm like, no, we're not changing it. This gets everybody over. I know what you're doing. I know what you're trying to do. No, we're not doing that. So you know what happens, Jeff, when shit like this happens? This is what pisses me off so much. Because the show was written throughout the week. Okay, Jeff? And as part of the finish, we get into the finish. The referee has to make a dramatic two count, and there's the heel kicks out. Okay, here's what happens, Jeff. Because they're trying to change the finish, and now the referee is hearing from all these people. What happens, bro?
It's the heel up.
Covered. The referee counts 1, 2. The ref lifts the heel lifts up his shoulder, and the referee counts 3 and calls for the bell. So that's the shit that freaking happens. You know, again, that's why, you know, the importance of a writer, because when a writer is writing, he is looking out for everybody's interest. And it's just, it's shit like that that drives me effing crazy, bro. The finish was worked out a week before we even got there. Now we're an hour before the show and you're trying to change the finish. Now you got the referee screwed up. And now what happens? The finish gets totally effed.
Mark Dismemberment with 50 bits. Troy with 60 bits. I don't know. I'm a dick. I know it's not your company. It's Manny's. But like me, like I just wouldn't write those people into the show anymore. You don't like what I have to do? Fine. You're not on the show.
I mean, there's such a level of selfishness in wrestling. It's just, you know, bro, it's really sickening at times. But again, it's like that's the nature of the beast. You know, they teach you to just worry about you and make sure you get over and you look good. And, you know, wrestlers that have been around for a while, like, just can't help themselves. But God almighty. So, you know, you got your first TV taping, you got a botched finish. So then I got to go back to, okay, bro, did we get it from another angle? Is there a way you could cut to something else after the two count? It's just all that headache, man, which is part of the reason why it's not fun. You know what I mean? Just freaking do what's written, man. Just do what's freaking written.
Yeah, and it's what you always talk about, where they're never looking at the whole picture. They're only looking at themselves selfishly. Well, you've got an entire show written out that flows, that's got story written, that where everything depends on everything else and wherever you're going in the future, and one person wants to change one thing, that screws up the entire show if you change it, and they don't understand that, and I don't even know if they care. Those are the type of people that I wouldn't even ever want to work with.
Yeah.
Well, I got a bunch of stuff I want to talk about today. Again, guys, I'm going to give you a little mini chicken next. You're not going to get this stuff anymore, bro. Starting next week when Jeff and I record this show, we're just getting into the clips of the show. You want to hear my rants, you are going to have to subscribe. You're going to hear them all on a bucket full of chicken necks. Jeff, there's a lot happening. I wrote a lot of little notes down today. I was reading that the Kobe Bryant Memorial is today. It's at the Staples Center. Staples Center holds 20,000 people. Bro, do you know that 88,000 people applied for tickets within the first 5 hours that they were announced?
That's nuts. JB says G Manly with 10 bits.
G Manitly. I've been saying G Manitly for the last 30 years, and you don't even know it's G Manitly.
Yeah, I would never know how to spell that. I wonder if there's going to be idiots selling those on eBay.
The tickets?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do, bro. I mean, when you're holding 20,000 and 88,000 want to come, I mean, you're going to have problems, man. I mean, but yeah, that's going to be I'm not going to watch. I can't watch stuff like that, bro. It's just too heartbreaking. You know, everybody's going to go up there speech after speech after. I can't handle that shit. I can't. I just can't handle it. I can't. I remember when the Michael Jackson thing went down. I just can't watch that shit. So, you know, that's going to happen today. Bro, you know, I was thinking, another thing I want to talk about that took place over the weekend. Bro, people are just effing nuts. I swear to God, bro, people are effing nuts. You know, Tyson Fury had that fight over the weekend with this Deontay Wilder, right? And there was a TKO in the 7th round, okay? Bro, there were pictures that got released today. God, think about this for a second, bro. During the fight, Deontay Wilder was bleeding. Okay, bro? So keep in mind, bro, this guy's bleeding. You got sweat. You got the mixture of blood and you got the mixture of sweat. Okay? Bro, Tyson Fury is licking the blood off the dude's neck during the fight. It's like, bro, like what's going on? Everything you read about disease and hepatitis and this carnivorous flu, whatever the hell you call it, all the shit that you read, bro, about germs and all this shit, bro, you're going to lick a dude's sweaty neck that's bleeding. Why, bro? So you could paint the picture of yourself as an animal. No, bro, you're not an animal. You're a moron. That is freaking moronic. You know, see Troy saying Tyson is a madman. Yeah, bro, you are, but that's not a cool madman. That's an idiotic, dope madman. Like, seriously, bro, you're going to lick another human being's blood mixed with his sweat, bro? To what? To get yourself over? Think about that, freaking Jeff. Like, think about that, bro. Especially athletes, bro. Athletes that compete in a same ring that hundreds and thousands of other athletes may be competing on. Bro, that was a big thing in wrestling. People got hepatitis in wrestling. Bro, people got staph infection because of the mat. The mat was always dirty. You're going to freaking lick this dude's blood and sweat, bro, because you're an animal?
I don't know why. I mean, who would see that and not say like, oh, gross. You know, that's how I would. I wouldn't be like, oh, yeah, that guy's tough, man. He's licking his blood. I'd be like, that's disgusting. I mean, are there people thinking he's a badass for doing it?
I guess so, bro. I guess, yeah, okay, bro. Yeah, I'm licking the guy's blood. I'm a badass. Well, bro, when you get freaking hepatitis or something like that, yeah, we'll see how bad an ass you are, bro. I mean, G-Manitly, bro.
G-Manitly.
Have some common sense. Here's another thing that bothered me today, bro. We got to discuss this because I got a question here. You know they're doing a Saved by the Bell reboot, right?
Yeah, I didn't see too. Did they? Are they getting the original people? I remember
well,
seeing
right now, on. Right now that Lopez kid is signed up and Elizabeth Berkley are signed up right now. So they're going to be a part of it. Okay. Evidently, bro, they've not, nobody has contacted Screech, Dustin Diamond, and Dustin Diamond is cutting promos everywhere because he should be a part of this show, right? And bro, Dustin Diamond has done a lot of crazy things since After the Bell. He's been in trouble with the law, bro. Like, I mean, he's done a lot of crazy things, okay? So, bro, the decision was probably made by the creators of the show, the producers of the show, the directors of the show to not include what's his face? Screech. What's his name? Diamond? Dustin
yeah.
Diamond?
Yeah.
Bro, this reminds me of it just happened with Aubrey Huff. Okay, Aubrey Huff has tweeted out a lot of stuff. Aubrey Huff told me himself when he was on our show that a lot of it he does, bro, because he's joking around and he just gets a kick out of pissing off other people. So he's a very sarcastic guy that way. Well, evidently the Giants didn't like the stuff that he was saying and he was offending some people. So they didn't invite him to the 2020 San Francisco Giant 10-year anniversary World Series, gathering. Okay, bro, here's what I don't understand. In a situation with Simon Diamond, in a situation with Aubrey Huff, okay? Dustin. Bro, yes. One way or the other, you're going to piss off one side. Okay, bro, so if you decide we're going to go the side of cancel culture, okay, bro, you're not going to have these guys participate. But you're going to piss off an entire fan base that is pissed off and doesn't see it that way and think these guys should be a part of the show or be a part of the celebration because regardless of what they've done and whether you agree with it or not, and we're not talking about lawful things here. We're not talking about murder or rape. Okay, you're going to piss off the fan base. Okay, but you're going to make those in cancel culture happy. How do you decide? Like, who decides and how do you decide what side we're picking and who we're going to make happy and who we're going to piss off? Who's making that decision?
Apparently the owner. I don't know. It's all ridiculous to me. I mean, we're now at a point in society where you can't even disagree with somebody and they're the most evil person. Oh, okay. You didn't vote for who I vote for you. Well, you should die. I'm never speaking to you again. I have friends that don't talk to each other anymore because they both voted for different people for the president. It's like, are you kidding me? Like you have to have the same opinions of people. You can't respectfully disagree with people's opinions. Words now are the most hurtful thing out there. Not physical violence, you know, words. You can't come to this because you said something that made people mad. All right. Well, I thought this was the USA. You know, I thought it was about, I may not agree with what you say, but I agree with your right to say it. That doesn't exist anymore for a lot of these people. They don't agree with your right to say things and they want to punish you and cancel you for saying it. We've been through this how many times with our show? You know, it's just, and everybody, anybody has said something in their lifetime. I don't care if when you were 10 years old or you know, within the last year that somebody could find a reason to be offended by it, get a mob started and get you in trouble. Every single person. I'm tired of these people. They're babies. They think that they walk on water. They do no wrong. They preach, love and equality, but at the end of the day, they just want to bury people and they want to see people suffer and they want to punish people because they say something that they disagree with. And it's just getting sick, man.
Here's another thing that pissed me off. Bro, I'm doing Twitch last night. I'm watching the last hour of SmackDown. And somebody tweets out to me, okay, oh, I think you pissed off. I think you got heat with Vampiro. So I'm like, okay, bro, first of all, Vampiro is my friend, and Vampiro has been my friend since 1999. I've said nothing or done nothing to Vampiro. So, like, wherever you're getting this from, I don't even know what the F you're talking about. Now I got Disco Eastwayzy in the middle of us doing a show. In the middle of us doing a show, Disco Eastwayzy is going to say, I think you pissed Conan off. Disco Eastwayzy, please tell me how I pissed my friend Conan of 20 years old about some music show you were supposed to do with him a couple years ago. Guys, do you not understand? Let me explain something to you guys. Let me explain something to you guys listening on Twitch, wherever the hell you're listening to. You guys are obviously listening to me because you're fans of wrestling. Do you guys like not understand yet? Have you not understand yet the concept of working? Do you guys not understand yet that you are constantly getting worked by people in the business? You know, Disco, you just interrupted my show. Do you really believe in Conan's heart of hearts? After a 20-plus relationship with this guy, do you honestly believe that he is really pissed off at me because I haven't done a music show with him, that you've got to interrupt my freaking show?
He didn't interrupt the show. You interrupted it.
Do you really believe that, bro? You really believe Conan has an issue with me, bro, that you got to interrupt my show?
Yeah, he didn't interrupt the show. You did.
Oh, my God. Will you guys stop it? Right? This one's got heat with you. That one's got heat with you. This one's got heat. Bro, you hear what Bischoff said? Bro, you know how many times I hear that shit a week? I don't give a shit what Bischoff says. I don't give a shit what Bruce says. I don't give a shit what Cornette says. When are you guys going to learn I don't give a shit? I don't care. I don't care.
Now, there's people that believe at what everybody says is always serious. They don't get sarcasm, humor, entertainment.
Did you hear what Bischoff and Conrad said? Did you hear? I don't give a shit. I got to tell you this, though, bro.
They do it with Disco on our own show. They think everything he says is being serious.
I got to tell you this, though. I told you, bro, you know. Bro, remember when TiVo, you know what TiVo was, Jeff?
Yeah, I had TiVo.
And when TiVo came out, depending on the shows you recorded, then it would recommend all these other shows.
Right.
Okay? Like, you know, I'm sure with you it was freaking gaming shows and hat shows.
Yes, hat shows everywhere.
Bro, because of YouTube and the wrestling business, all that comes on my feed is freaking wrestling bullshit. Okay, bro, I'm going to tell you something that Cornette does that I really like. Okay, I wish somebody would do this for us. Instead, hey, how about you, Disco Travolta? Instead of Disco Swayze, whoever you are, instead of you trying to concoct shit, why don't you do something creative, bro, that will help assist the brand? Rather than you, I swear to God, I'm picking on Disco Swayze because the guy's done it to me a million times. Do you know you got heat with this guy? Do you know what they said about you? I a million times this guy has done it. Why don't you do something productive? Bro, you know what Cornette has on his show that I think is awesome. I wish somebody would do for us. I don't know if Cornette does shows daily or what, bro, but every time he does a show, somebody draws up like a cartoon pertaining to the show, and they do it like every single day. So whatever Cornette is talking about, you see the cartoon on YouTube. I like that, okay? Bro, I listen to some of Cornette's shit, and I got to tell you something, bro. 99.9% of the time, Cornette says the same stuff I say. But, bro, he is freaking brutal on people. Toll. This Orange Cassidy kid, I was listening to like a clip that was like 2.5 minutes today, Jeff. He just buried this freaking kid. Orange Cassidy just freaking buried the kid. And the part I agree with Cornette about is this part. Guys, you got to explain Orange Cassidy to me. I don't understand it. You've never explained this guy to me. You keep putting him in the ring with his hands in his pockets. He gives the guy the little kick on the shins. And the AEW crowd goes crazy over that. Okay, bro, I don't have a problem with any of that. But you've got to explain to me why this guy is doing that. That's Cornette's beef, but in the process, he's just decapitating this guy. Why are you decapitating this guy? What he's doing is over with that crowd. Whether you think it's funny, whether you think it's stupid, it is over with that crowd. Do I wish there was an explanation? Yeah, but I wish I would understand. Like, why is this guy doing this? Is he mentally challenged? I don't know why he's doing this. But anyway, bro, Cornette just freaking kills. I mean, oh, you got to hear him talk about Omega. All right, let me go down my list. I talked about the blood. I talked about the Kobe thing. I talked about Saved by the Bell. Bro, this I like. How about this? Bro, do you ever bring anything to the table? Ever?
I used to, but we never got to my topic, so I quit. I bring the clips.
Okay. I like this now, bro. What about Little League teams are refusing to wear Houston Astro uniforms? How about that? I like that, bro. Can you imagine, bro?
Yeah, that's interesting. See, my Little League, we didn't have real teams like that. We had local businesses, sponsors. Those were the hats. So like a restaurant would sponsor the team, and that would be your team name, and you'd wear
that. No teams will wear uniforms. Here's a big pet peeve of mine, because this is spilling over to me. Guys, like I said, you're not going to get these rants anymore. You're going to have the chicken necks. That's why I need an hour, because this is one day. I'm going to start keeping notes, Jeff. Monday, I don't like this. Tuesday, my freaking daughter worked me for this much money. Wednesday, my wife is freaking snoring to the point where I swear to God, one of these days I'm going to put a pillow over her head, because every night in the middle of the night, I got to get up and go sleep downstairs every single night. I've given her the freaking strip. Put this freaking strip on your nose, whatever you've got to do. You got to stop this snoring gimmick.
You might want to have, you sure she doesn't have sleep apnea?
I don't care what she had. Then go to a doctor, bro. Bro, do you know what bulldogs sound like, because they got no muzzle?
Do you not remember me snoring at your house?
Yeah, I do. But all you,
that's what I had. That's what
this, all you snorers.
It's sleep apnea. I don't make a noise now when I sleep.
Yeah, but what about machine. What, bro? I got to hear instead of the snoring, I'm going to hear a Darth Vader effect all night.
No, it's silent. You don't hear a damn thing. You don't hear anything. Gee
whiz, every freaking night, 1:30 in the morning, I'm getting up, I'm going downstairs, I'm getting out the blanket, and now I'm up. Now I'm up.
But all joking aside, that is a serious condition. If you do think she has it, she may want to get a sleep test.
Are you a doctor?
Well, I've learned about it because I had it.
Jeez. Here's the last thing. This shit like this bothers me, bro. Can I tell you something? This is such bullshit with the WWE, and it's not just me. It's a lot of people. You know how WWE has this? And guys, let me explain something to you too. Let me explain to you the difference between Vince Russo's brand and the WWE network. Okay, bro? You bought into the WWE network, and as their subscriptions subside and go down because the WWE product sucks and more people are canceling their subscriptions. What are they doing now, Jeff? Now they're figuring out, well, screw them. We could take the pay-per-views and we could sell them somewhere else and take them off the WWE network. See what they're doing, guys? What are we doing? We're adding more shows and not even charging you more money. They're eliminating shows. Let's see if they charge you less money. But my point is, they've got this WWE network, and there are thousands of people on this network that are not getting paid a dime for the WWE using their footage over and over and over again. They're not getting a dime. In other words, royalties. There are zero royalties being paid. Guys, with my writing, they use my character stuff on Nitro. I have not seen a dime in royalties. They're making the money off of me, and they're just legally, they don't have to do it, bro, but it's called doing the right thing. And it's just not me, bro. It's Shane Douglas. It's the Disco Inferno. It's freaking Mike Sanders. I mean, bro, I could sit here and name you a million people that are on that network every week and not seeing a dime. Now here's what's going on, and this pisses me off because this reeks Vince McMahon greed. We all know, bro, the Philly Fanatic. The most popular mascot in the history of sports. The only one that would have come close, I would say, would be the San Diego Chicken. And the San Diego Chicken kind of had a shorter run. The Philly Fanatic has been there for decades. The Philly Fanatic is over, okay? Well, Jeff, of course, people had to create the Philly Fanatic. The Philly Fanatic had to be created. The Philly Fanatic was created by two people, Bonnie Erickson and Wade Harrison. They created the Philly Fanatic. The look, the whole nine yards. Okay, well, guess what, bro? Now, this summer, the rights that the Phillies paid for the Philly Fanatic, the rights are up. Okay, bro? So now you got a mascot, bro, that has been entertaining crowds for decades. Okay? Now the rights are up. And guess what? The Phillies do not want to pay Bonnie Erickson and Wade Harrison. They do not want to pay them in order to renegotiate the contract because the rights expire. So they have to come up with a new contract. At the end of the day, bro, they don't want to pay these people that created the Philly Fanatic. So what are they doing, bro? They're taking the Philly Fanatic and they're making these little changes to the Fanatic. Listen to the changes they're making. The Phillies now. He's a lighter green now, bro. Okay? His hands are now free from his fur, where they used to be connected to the fur. He has a little the blue around his eyes is now lighter and there's more of it. There are stars outlining his eyes. Bro, he's wearing blue socks. He's wearing red shoes. He now has laces drawn on his sneakers, bro. He has scale-like skin under his arms, and he has a solid blue tail, not a green and blue tail, a solid. So, bro, what they're trying to do is they're trying to take the Philly Fanatic. They're trying to make these minor adjustments so they don't have to pay the people that created the character. Bro, I hate shit like this. Bro, freaking pay the people that created the character for crying out loud. Bro, we're talking about the Philadelphia Phillies here, bro. This is an empire. You guys have millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars, And you're not going to pay the two people, bro, that created this mascot that millions of your fans are enjoying. You're going to try to tweak this mascot to get out of paying the people that created it. Bro, I swear to God, that's Vince McMahon bullshit right freaking there. You know, and again, bro, this is going to go into a court of law. You know, they're going to claim, oh, no, bro, this ain't the Philly fanatic. This is, you know, Phineas fanatic. This is the Philly fanatics. It's going to be bullshit like that. Bro, you know, at the end of the day, like, just do the freaking right thing. You know, same with Vince, like, you know, using everybody's likeness and not giving them a dime. Do the right freaking thing. Bro, I swear to God, when it comes to money, people are so freaking greedy. It's not even funny, bro.
Now, I don't see that. The fans will cause a backlash on that. They'll go back to they'll pay him. The fans will throw a fit until the real Philly fanatic is there. So I don't see that lasting.
God, that is my freaking pet peeve. Bro, if you're making money, pass it down. If you pass it down and you do the right thing, you're going to make more money. If you hoard the money and F everybody else, that's where karma kicks in, bro. That's where karma kicks in. That's where you're going to F yourself. If you're making more and people are helping you, then they should make more. God, what's so hard about that, Jeff?
Greed? I don't know.
Now, that's one day of chicken necks, bro. You're going to get 7 days of chicken necks, bro. 7 days added to russosbrand.com starting March 1st. You're going to get that. You're going to get me and Stevie Ray. And over on patreon.com/twitchtv, you're going to get Disco Show Timeout. And you're going to get Francine, the first female on Patreon. Historic, bro. You're going to get All Eyes Up Here by Francine. All right, what happened on the brand this week, bro?
Well, speaking of greed, in this clip from Castrating the Marks, Wade Keller is giving his thoughts on Goldberg wrestling in Saudi Arabia.
But for someone like Goldberg, a multimillionaire, to come out of retirement for that payday, and there's no pressure on him to do it, you know, it's greed. You know, I mean, at that point, it's greed. It's, there's nothing. And then to try to sell it as, well, I'm doing it for my son. I mean, really? Read up on Saudi Arabia. It's not an inspirational decision. For anybody, father, son, or any other, to choose to do that when you're already financially set for life, as I assume he still is.
How, like, first of all, how does he know what the guy's finances are? Number one. Okay. No, number two, bro. The guy wants to do it for a payday. It's a hell of a lot of money for one match. You call that greed, bro? You know what I call that? I call that easy money. I mean, he's going in there, he's performing one match, bro. That match will probably be 6 minutes long. And the guy's probably, God knows how much he's making. You call that greed? Or do you call that making a business decision where, holy shit, I can go out and I could work a 7 minute match and make what I could have made in a year? Whether would I go to Saudi Arabia? No, bro. I would not go to Saudi Arabia. If I was working for that company and they wanted me to go there and write the show, I would not go. But if a guy wants to go, that's his decision.
Who is he to say that someone should turn down a payday? What? Because he already has money. All right. Well, let's use that logic, because he's nitpicking Goldberg here. Every famous musician, once they have that one big album, they should retire. They got money. They shouldn't make another album. You know, baseball players, they get that big money contract. Hey, after 1 or 2 years, they're set for life. They should retire. They shouldn't play anymore.
Yeah.
You know, big movie star, big movie, successful. Don't make any more movies. You got enough money for life.
Yeah.
But because this is Bill Goldberg, he's greedy. And this goes back to what we were talking about earlier with cancel culture and not agreeing with people and all this. Like, Wade Keller doesn't think WWE should be wrestling in Saudi Arabia. Fine, that's your opinion. But now Goldberg is greedy because he doesn't agree with your opinion. Goldberg shouldn't take a payday because Wade Keller doesn't want WWE wrestling in Saudi Arabia. Is everybody on the roster greedy?
First of all, unfortunately for Wade, he would never know what it is to be offered that kind of money. Okay, Wade would never know what that is. So, you know, when Wade's been offered that kind of money and then has walked away from it because of his political stance, then talk to me, Wade. Then talk to me. You've never in your life been offered that type of a payday. Never in your life. So you don't know what the F you're talking about, bro. I say all the time, if Vince McMahon offered me $1 million, you know, I would not take it. Guess what, bro? If Vince McMahon offered me $1 million, it's a lot easier for me to say I wouldn't take it. Okay, bro? Who knows if I would or not? I've never been in that situation. So, bro, you talk again, these guys talk so out of school. You have no idea what the guy's being paid. B, you've never been offered that kind of money to say no to it because of your political beliefs. So, bro, like, just shut the F up. Like, seriously, let me tell you this about Goldberg. I watched the second hour of SmackDown last night. And my God, bro, all I could say is what tremendous shape this guy has kept himself in, man. Man, he has kept himself in tremendous shape. He's got to be what, Jeff? He's got to be 50, 52? I'm guessing 52. I'm usually good with age. I'm gonna guess 52. He's got to be 52 to 55.
53.
Tremendous shape.
And on the Raw and SmackDown review, Stevie Richards and Bin Hameen are talking about the Otis and Mandy Rose date in the restaurant.
A date. She's waiting. And here we are again, wrestling phony Stevie. We're at a restaurant with a camera crew and everyone's just no selling it. Right. So into the scene, over the shoulder comes a hand on Mandy's shoulder. Boom. It's heel Ziggler ready to come in and take your girl and one. And then.
Go ahead. I just think this is it. Go ahead.
And then even more wrestler phony, in comes old boy with the sleeves cut off of his tuxedo jacket to, like, you know, just be super wrestling. And then close in on the Roses as his wrist goes limp and he sees Ziggler with his girl. He drops them and Sad Sack walks out of the restaurant instead of, you know, beating the shit out of him and doing all that kind of stuff.
Now, I'm married now, but I don't know. I never got into this selling or jealousy or this a woman sitting there. I'm just trying to break it down in reality, which I might not be the most up-to-date or cool on, but, and you have many more wives, you would understand.
So many wives.
Well, when I'm looking at it, besides the fact there's cameras everywhere, and Otis is going in and it acts like there's no camera, I don't know how you solve that problem. But is it really like I'm going to like best whoever gets here and sits with me first?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like she likes Otis and wants to go out with Otis. Ziggler comes in and she's selling for him.
I mean, Stevie, if you had to make love to Otis or Ziggler, like you thought you were going to make love to Otis, but then Ziggler shows up to make love to you, which one are you going to choose? Pick one of those two.
I got to think like Mandy Rose.
Yeah. You didn't get this bikini wax for no reason, Stevie. Like somebody's got to see it.
For these indie shows, it's getting tougher and tougher. No, I mean, no, that makes her a heel, but they haven't been painting her as that kind of girl.
Yeah, dude. Like this is everything we wanted to lead up to that. And again, some underacting, some ridiculous, like Ziggler's here to get that ass, and like, forget about your date. And there was no moment of her getting caught being like, where it was a misunderstanding, where Mandy Rose actually has some credibility and tells him to get out of here, where she's telling him off. But from the point of view of what's his name?
Otis,
that it's a misunderstanding. Meanwhile, we get to see that Mandy Rose is like, get your hand off me, you creep, da 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 da, right? He just sees it as something else. And then we get the resolve, which is every 80s movie that's ever been done. Or right?
How about this? The hour and 40-minute mark of every Hallmark Channel movie
is a
misunderstanding. It's one hour, 40 minutes, and about 12 seconds in every movie. And then there's the tension for the 10 to 15 minutes until you decide whether you're going to go Hallmark Channel or Lifetime Channel. It's up to you.
Yeah. And they missed it right here. This was the miscommunication spot where
he could have grabbed her and kissed her, and that's when he turned the corner.
Exactly.
And she slaps him after Otis leaves.
Right. Exactly, dude. Exactly that. So even the kiss theory, keep it simple, stupid. We couldn't get it done here. So
it's pretty so funny much, because
what? Pretty much now, Mandy Rose is a hoe who will bang out Dolph Ziggler because he's better looking and bought her dinner. Instead of keeping the promise to the guy she's been building to this date with for 5 weeks.
Well, here's the way I would twist it.
And Vince, you were on an assignment this week. The two guys went by themselves in the show. So what did you think about that restaurant deal with Dolph Ziggler at the table with her and Otis walks in and leaves?
Well, you know, bro, first of all, I'm a big fan of Otis. I mean, really, I'm a super fan of Otis. I don't, you know, Mandy's cool, you know, Ziggler's cool. I like what they're doing. They're really building empathy for Otis. You know, listen to the people, guys. Just listen to the people, and it's working. They're making Otis the babyface. They're making people feel bad for Otis. So, you know, either one or two things are going to happen. Either Otis is going to win out at the end, the babyface goes over, or either Mandy's going to be a heel and she's going to screw Otis and you got the sympathy on Otis. I like what they're doing. To me, like, everything is so super slow. Like, it is just so being dragged out. I would be moving this story along. Like, you know, this past week on SmackDown, they did absolutely nothing to move the story along. Mandy was waiting for a ride. Ziggler comes in. Oh, I'll take you. And Otis overheard him. Like, you know, that's not a beat in the story. That's just freaking dragging it out. But what they're doing with him is working.
And we wrap up the week with Lions, Tigers, Bears, and Disco. And in this clip, Disco's talking about concussions and taking forearms to the head.
The reason we talk about concussion prevention and being safe is because it's not just that the concussion is when you get concussed, you're knocked silly for a few days, you know. Mm-hmm. If you get really concussed bad, you're not silly for a while. You're dizzy and stuff. But if your symptoms just go away really quick, like everybody says, there's nothing wrong. There's no such thing as a mild concussion. It's like there is obviously degrees of concussion based on how long you're out. Okay, that's a math equation that's very simplistic. You know, however long, if you're out longer, you got hurt more. You know, so it's like, but it's like the concussions were back in the day were kind of like collateral damage for the business. You got your bell. You get your bell rung, mm-hmm. you know? So then we find out about the long-term effects of concussion CTE. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, the reason we're doing this is because there is a percentage of people that get brain injuries that get CTE over the course of time. Okay. And all we're saying is like, everybody should be aware of that mm-hmm. by now. So you should be careful when you work because down the road, not the moment you're in right now, not the moment of your career, not the time right. that you're participating in this business, down the road,
yeah.
these symptoms hit you when you're done.
Right.
And that they would make your life more miserable to live on a daily basis.
That's the premise.
Solutions, like I'm not saying, and people, if you're lacking in common sense, if that is not in your thought process when you're laying out moves and matches going forward, it is a lack of common sense. I'm telling you, you might have a traumatic brain injury later in your life that will cause you depression, suicidal thoughts. I'm telling you that can happen if you don't watch what you do. And people look at it, bro, think about this. This conversation is not accepted by everybody.
No.
Like we're saying this, it's going to go over people's heads. They don't care. They're talking. This is noise in the wrestling business today.
The whole premise. That is the premise of the WWE lawsuit. Mm-hmm. That the WWE had all this information on CTE lasting effects, exactly what Glenn is saying. But they failed to share that information with the wrestlers. That's the whole premise of that lawsuit that 80,000 guys are on. Mm-hmm. You know, because they had this information and they did not pass it along. Yeah, you may feel fine in a week, but you might not feel fine in 10 years.
Right. But unfortunately, these guys are forearming each other in the side of the head. So they don't have enough common sense to realize you don't lay that in. You know, so probably saying this, the wrestlers work so dumb these days. It's fascinating to watch how stupid they are. You know, when you can do a working punch, it's safest everything, and they're literally clobbering each other in the side of the head with forearms, even though they're working them. Bro, I'll say this again, okay? Even though it's a work, you're working the forearms, okay? There still is contact in the side of your head. They did a study one time, right? For a concussion prevention study for Pee Wee football, okay, and basically, so they had all the kids wear these special helmets, and the helmets would like send it to trigger this thing and everything when there would be a concussion level hit, right? So they did the research and the thing in the course of a game of practice, whatever it was. Is an exorbitant number of hits that they thought they were concussion level, right? But they were looking at the tape. They couldn't figure it out. You know the hits. But you know what, bro? You know what was a concussion level hit?
And again, the tagline that you came up with were the pros are pros. We get this every single week, not just with Disco, but with everybody else on the brand. Shane Douglas, Bin Hameen, Stevie Richards, Vito. You see all the stuff. Here's an expert right here, a trained professional wrestler who is successful in the business, telling you about forearms to the head. And then we'll have dirt sheet experts telling us how, you know, the all these back and forth of such a great match and everything. Guys, you're going to get clips like this all the time, every single week on this show with people that did it, pros explaining to you things because they were in the ring. And here's Disco talking about how dangerous forearms can be when you're taking them over and over and over in the head.
Yeah, the analogy he made with those kids in their football helmets was awesome. I mean, wow. I mean, man, like that really tells you a lot. That's why, you know, bro, listen, Disco and I disagree a lot, but, you know, Disco will research something. Disco will look into something, and reading that report about those kids getting slapped on the helmet and shit and the effects was, I mean, just blew me away. So definite kudos to Disco this week.
And you can get all these shows, guys, in video and audio every single week. Of course, Triple Threat Podcast with Shane Douglas. We got Goldie's Closet. We got Vito and Noel. So many shows in video and audio. There is zero long-term commitment. You can opt out at any time. If you like to listen on the go, Realm Network will give you your own private RSS feed to pop into your favorite podcast app. Just go to russosbrand.com right at the top. Subscribe to the Realm Network.
And remember, guys, two new shows coming in March, Bucket Full of Chicken X, which you just got a taste of, And also Black and White with myself and Stevie Ray of Harlem Heat. Price not increasing. Still less than a dollar a week, guys. Go to russosbrand.com. Over on Patreon, the edition of Francine's show and Disco's new show that he will be the host of. Patreon.com/RussoTWC. Guys, you can catch me all the time on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Russo. No, Twitch.tv/Vince Russo Live. Jeff, tell them everything else you're doing.
You can check me out on Twitch as well. Do some late night gaming. Twitch.tv/JeffLane22. I also have a Patreon where you can get my thoughts on Raw, SmackDown. I'm doing an episodic walkthrough of Lost and some video game stuff as well. Patreon.com/JeffLane22.